This is Roger. How can
Good
I help
morning.
you? Good morning, ma'am. How
Hi,
you doing?
Hi, this is Mary from the Tax Relief. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What
I'm
can
glad
I do
to
for
hear
you?
That. Yeah, I'm just reaching out to you regarding your IRS taxes. Do you need any IRS tax assistance so we can help you with?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay, not a problem. But thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
You with who, ma'am?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, who are you with?
Sorry?
What's the name of the company you're with?
Republic Tax Relief.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They actually closed my case. Yeah, I'm with them, and I spoke to a young lady, and they closed my case, and I'm wondering, she's saying, because I didn't file my taxes, but they didn't tell me to file my taxes. She has and I tracked all my emails, and the texts, and none of the emails or texts were asking me to file my taxes. It was stuff that they need showing that asking me about my income and stuff that I'm responsible for and my car and my values of my cars. That was all they asked me for. So I paid over $3,000. And when I talked to Miss Wilson, they just closed my case. And I was like, you know, and that was been a few months.
Oh, that was real.
Yeah, that was a few months. And I was thinking, I'm like, no, I can't give them $3,000 away just like that. So, yeah, that's why I called.
No.
That's why I was calling to see what can I do to reopen my case.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. How many years you haven't filed the taxes with the IRS?
I don't really know because they didn't even tell me anything. I was talking to a young lady about getting some kind of setup with the IRS where I can be able to buy a home. She was telling me for the next 10 years, I wouldn't be able to buy a home, and I said, but she told me at the time she would look into that, and that was all I heard from her. So I'm thinking.
So it could be more than 2 years, right?
Oh yes,
you haven't filed taxes.
Yes, ma'am. It's a number of years, and if that's what I have to do, I would do that. But you know,
you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Wow. Okay, so what I can do for you right now, Roderick, that was your name, right?
Roderick. Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, I can bring the tax specialist on the line right now so we can take a look on your case and see what we can do for you. Do you have a couple of minutes right now?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, perfect. Sure, let me go ahead and confirm this information. So I have your phone number the same as 910-677-2508. Same that I'm calling right now, correct?
Yeah, that's my work number. I prefer not to handle business on this work number, but my number is Republic the other day from this number, but I really would like a call on
910-536-6480. Okay, let me repeat it back to you. 910-536-6480.
Yes, and if you need this number to contact me, because I got that's a mobile number. Sometimes I don't get a signal. You can call me on this number here, but I don't want to make it my primary.
Okay.
Not
a problem. The 677. Oh, okay, perfect.
Yes.
Let me bring the tax specialist so I can explain this. Also provide the phone number. By your personal number as well.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we can do. What was your last name?
Campbell.
Republic Taxes is Don. I can help you today.
Hi, Don. This is Mary, and I have Mr. Campbell on the line. He has another phone number, which is a personal number. Yeah, Mr. Campbell.
That phone number.
Can I give it to you? Yeah, 910.
Yes.
536 6480. He has more than 2 years on file, taxes. Okay, Mr. Campbell, you are in good hands with Don.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Have a nice
Campbell.
Day.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, let's see if we could do something.